Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, day early, Monday, June the 15th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers and my sisters, we are continuing with part two of our series entitled Guard Your Heart. Guard Your Heart. As you guys may or may not know, if you've seen my post on Facebook, I'm going through a particular issue right now. A very private matter that I probably should not have posted on Facebook, but my intentions are always the same. That is, I try to use what the enemy meant for evil to destroy evil. So I take what the enemy meant for evil, and I turn around and I use it for good. That's the same thing that the scripture tells us to do. Now, I'm not perfect. I wish I was, but I'm not. So I walked in on a situation yesterday that I ordered. Let me be crystal clear on that. I walked in on a situation where that I ordered. Now, that is why this message is so important. You bring about what you think about. So if I had my wife, soon to be ex-wife, on the line right now, she would advise you, or she would tell you some of the words that I spoke over the last 8 years during our relationship. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why this message is so important is because we bring about what we think about, and then we blame other people. I am not here. I can't talk for nobody. I can only speak for myself. I'm working on my own salvation with fear and trembling. It is a full-time job taking care of me, myself, and I, all three of us. It's an overtime. I'm working overtime. I'm not worried about the speck in your eye. I'm worried about the beam in my eye. Like Paul said, I'm the chief sinner. A lot of people do bad things, but they don't do as much bad things as I do. This message is so important because out of the heart flows the issues of life. That's what we talked about in part one. So if your heart is flawed, the issues in your life are going to be flawed. Because out of the heart, the issue flows. Now, let me break down. We didn't get into the biological part of the heart on part one. So let me just give you some basic understandings of what I'm discussing. Now, we know the spiritual aspect, the sixth sense we talked about yesterday. We call it intuition. Now, that is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So when you think about your thoughts, when you think about the heart, it is the ability to see what can't be seen. The heart, my brothers and sisters, is the basic mechanism of discernment. The heart, as we broke down yesterday in the original Greek, simply means to ward off, to stand guard. So the heart acts as a watchman, like it says in Hebrews 4:12. It acts like a sword. It wards off what you put in it. And so in relationships or in any area of your life, you have a sixth sense. That is your intention. That's what you intend. Your intention is threatening your existing reality. And so if you have an underlining intention, it is always masked by positive activity. Just because something positively is done on the surface does not mean that there is no underlining negative intention. And it is this intention that we have to look at because, again, the intention is what creates the universe. The world that we live in is controlled by intention. It's not controlled by your actions. Your actions is the result of your intention. So on the surface, an action can appear good, but underneath, the intentions are bad. And so man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. The heart, according to the book of Jeremiah, which we read yesterday, and let me refresh everybody's memory just in case you didn't hear the show yesterday, the heart is more deceitfully wicked than anything else, and it is. And who can understand it? I, the Lord, only is not in Scripture, I'm adding that in, search the heart. I test the mind. Notice, as we talked about in part one, search the heart, test the mind. Whatever is in the heart, test the mind. So that's what I'm going through right now. So let me make sure that everybody understands what I'm saying because, again, someone's life is lying in the balance because you ordered something, and when it shows up, you have to man up and accept it. Now, people don't understand. Obviously, on Facebook, I can't go into great detail, so people are going to misconstrue what I'm saying. But brothers and sisters, let me be crystal clear. There's not too many things that take place in my life that catch me off guard. In fact, I can't think of any, including yesterday's events. So I came home yesterday, and my wife was entertaining another gentleman. Now, the old me, everybody said, hey, Doc, man, what did you – so you didn't go off? Man, you didn't – no, I didn't even address the guy until I went upstairs, sit down, right? You know, me and her discussed. She explained to me, you know, what was going on. So I came down, and the guy, you know, then the gentleman in my house addressed me, well, in our house, well, what used to be our house. So what was in my heart came out. That was no malice. That was no evil. That was nothing in my heart because of what I had already stated and what I had ordered. Now, if I brought my wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, on this call, she would tell you the words that I said for the last 8 years. And those are words like, I don't want to be here. Those are words like, I want to spend all of my time on working on my purpose. Those are words like that I am not interested. I'm more interested in being competent than I am in caring. And see, a lot of men make the same mistake that I made, and women do too, but we have to make sure that we understand it, because so when it shows up in our doorstep, I am not blaming. Now, I take responsibility. Now, did I order? Did I tell my ex to go do that? No, that's on her. But I'm not talking about her. She can talk for herself. I'm not here trying to point blame. People on Facebook, they don't get. I tried to make a post, and everybody's talking about who did what. This is my life. I'm talking about what I did wrong. I don't care what she did wrong. God, that's between her and God. I am not God. But I have to own what I did. She has to own what she did. The heart is deceitfully wicked. We talked about that on yesterday. And then we talked about how we have to create a clean heart. But before we can create a clean heart, we have to understand the heart. Now, the heart, as we broke down in the Greek and the Hebrew, means lave, lave. It means mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. It is the seat of the soul. Everything that you do in your life comes out of your heart. Why? The heart, scientifically proven, is the most powerful force inside the body. The heart has enough power to shoot water 6 feet in the air. If I punch a hole in your chest, it can skeet blood 6 feet in the air. That's how powerful your heart is. You see, as a man, my obsession was with success. Not with my relationship. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. So I want to make sure that everybody is crystal clear. As a man, my success was on being a competent teacher. My success, the way I valued myself, the way I perceived myself, the way I get my value, I did not get my value from my relationship. I got my value from being a competent master teacher. That's why I spent 10 to 12 to 14 hours per day on being a master teacher, not on being a husband or being in a relationship. And so after 8 years, do you think I'm surprised that the relationship did not work? Hell no, I'm not surprised. She should have been gone after 1 year. So I'm not on here trying to shelf blame, as like people are saying, or not take up my responsibility, or not man up. Let's not get it twisted. I was obsessed with being a competent teacher. Every attempt in my life was made to become the best teacher I could be of esoteric knowledge, not basic doctrine. But notice what the scripture says, which is going to be the next series that we'll be going into. In Hebrews 6:1, my favorite scripture, it says, let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Let us go on to perfection. I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself. Because your heart, that was my intention. But we have to get the basic teachings correct first before we move on to perfection. So you can't move on to perfection until you get down Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so I got to go revisit the basics, because I've been majoring in the advanced to the point of I was obsessed, because that was in my heart. But who put that there? See, the heart is the inner emotional amplifier, as we talked about yesterday. Whatever the mind perceives, the heart amplifies 100 times. So if you got a spirit of fear, if fear comes into your mind, it grips the heart sends out the signal 100 times more powerful than the thought that entered the brain. This is scientifically proven at heartmath.com. The heart is an amplifier. It amplifies whatever thought or intention is in the brain. Let me say it again. The heart is an amplifier. It amplifies the thought or the intention that's in the brain. One more time. The heart is an amplifier. It increases the power of the thoughts that's inside of the brain. That's what the Bible says. Keep your heart diligent, for out of it the issues of life flow. And then in verse 24, Proverbs 4:24, this is what I didn't do. Proverbs 4:24, yesterday I walked in, saw something I didn't want to see. I ordered it, so again, I wasn't surprised, but I set everything up mentally. And so then Proverbs 4:24 says, put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put that far from thee. That is why you won't see me on Facebook making no negative comments. All I put on that was what I did. All I put on that is what I'm taking responsibility for. I got people on that threatening me. I got dudes telling me, hey, come meet me over here. I got now, I would love to do that. Y'all have no idea. Y'all have no idea how much I would love to go meet somebody right now and take out some frustrations on somebody's head. You have no clue. None. But there is this thing called grace and mercy. There is this thing called understanding, wisdom. And thankfully, I'm at a place in my life where God has created in me a right spirit, a steadfast spirit. I got to break down the word steadfast because that's what I'm doing right now. If you don't understand it, this brother and sister, you cannot override your heart. That's why the heart has to be put in prison. That's what we talked about in part one. If my heart was not in prison, what the thought that came into my head would have been amplified 100 times, I'd probably be in jail right now or dead. One of the two would happen. And if I'm not careful, and if I dwell upon the events that took place yesterday, I will be dead this time tomorrow, or I'll be in prison this time tomorrow. So I'm in a dangerous position right now. Because if I allow myself to think on those things, the Bible tells us what to think about. It tells us to think about. It says to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Why would God tell you to bring every thought into captivity? Because God knows that your heart is going to amplify that thought. And he knows because it's amplified, you're going to act emotional. And when you act emotional, every time you change your emotion, you change your energy. But the word energy is the word entity. So when you change your emotion, you change your entity. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but entities, there are good ones and there's the bad ones. So if I change my emotions and I get into an emotional state of anger, I bring and I call down the entity of anger. You guys know that there's a demon over anger. Now, every emotion that's in the fruit of the flesh has a demonic name. You can go to Google and look it up. For the sake of your protection, when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. So, for example, for all the testimonies of your people, if I say the name of Beelzebub, it means Lord of Restless Motion. It doesn't mean Lord of the Flies. That's the public meaning, but the real esoteric private meaning. So at night, I would always move. I could never sleep. I had problems getting sleep. Why? My mental disposition. Why? The entity or the energy. The entity is the energy. Energy is entity. Let me say that again. Energy is entity. And so when you have an emotional response to a thought or to an action, you're summoning that entity to take over your life. That's why when people go into a fit of rage, and after the fit of rage is over, ask O.J. Simpson. Ask him, you know, you can go to any prison and ask him, so what happened? They say, man, I blacked out. I walked in. I saw this, and something came over me. They always say something came over me. You know that something that came over you was? It almost came over me yesterday. And if God had not renewed a right spirit, a steadfast spirit, an entity, an energy, an emotional state, I would have been in a fit of rage from the events that happened that would have been amplified by the heart to bring about action in the flesh. And so if you don't understand this biological process that the heart is a part of, that gets its marching orders from the brain, that gets its marching orders from where does thoughts come from? We broke down before the word thought comes from the word thoughts. T-H-O-T-H. You know who Thoth is? He's the Egyptian god. He's the prince of the air. He's the Hudi, the green one, the shining one. He's Bethesdael. He's Asmodeus. He's Leviathan. He's Belphegor. Any culture, he is Quetzalcoatl. He's the fiery serpent. He's a feathered serpent. Every culture got a different name, but it's the same essence, the same frequency, the same entity, the same energy. And so if we don't understand, you have to guard your heart from this energy. You can't allow that energy into your heart because the heart could amplify it. So you, something happens to you, don't allow your heart to absorb that energy. Don't allow that entity to take over your heart. Otherwise, you're going to say and do things that you're going to regret, like I did. And brothers and sisters, again, on the biological side, as I mentioned, the heart has some other very interesting attributes, which you can look up for yourself. 2 gallons of blood move through the 6,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. Let me say that again. 2 gallons of blood inside of your body move through 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body every second. You see, contrary to popular belief, the heart does not pump blood through the whole body. The whole body, including the blood, pumps and moves through the blood and throughout the whole body in unison, meaning that the heart pumps the blood through different parts of the body, and different parts of the body then assist the blood with its further movement through the entire body. So between 60 and 65% of the heart cells are what they call neutral cells or brain cells. Let me say it again. The heart is actually your brain. The brain and the 60 to 65% of the blood cells or the heart cells are identical to the brain cells. Let me say that again. The heart-brain connection, if you don't understand this, if I didn't have this knowledge, I would be dead or in prison right now. Because my brain and my heart was on the same page. If my brain and my heart was not on the same page, when I walked into that situation, my brain would say, man, you've been disrespected. What you going to do? You going to punk out or you going to handle your business? That's the thought that came into my head. But my heart, which makes up 60 to 65% of my brain, has a steadfast. Because somebody else had already prayed for me, first of all. And I had already created, see, I didn't have no ill will. I knew that was a mistake made way, way, way before. And I had no ill will towards my soon-to-be ex-wife. Because God had created in me a clean heart. Psalms 51:10, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I got dirt in my closet? Absolutely. Do I get your prayers? Absolutely. The Psalms 51:10, Psalms chapter 51, verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, I saw God yesterday, brothers and sisters. I don't know, y'all, man. I don't know if y'all understand. There are going to be events that happen in your life. Now, is this the worst event that happened in my life? Absolutely not. I've been in worse situations than this. Walking in on my wife entertaining another man in my house, that's not the worst thing that's happened to me. I can think of far worse things. Walking around in circles eating onion sandwiches at 6 and 7 years old was a lot worse. Watching your mom getting beat with a metal pipe when you was a little kid was a lot worse. Getting beat yourself with a metal pipe was a lot worse. Being homeless, sleeping in your car as a grown-ass man, donating blood plasma was a lot worse. I've been through worse issues, brothers and sisters, so this too shall pass. So I appreciate your prayers, but I'm good. But like everything in my life, because of my position in my life, I use it as a teaching tool. So the enemy wants to use this to create an energy or an entity that overtakes me and overpowers me. But I'm going to use this to create an energy or entity that exposes this. So my job is to express, expose, and expand the kingdom of God. And the way I do it is that my name means in the shadow of God. So where do you think I live my life? In the shadow of God. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of gods, little g's. And so I take what the enemy meant for evil, and I turn around and I use it for my good. Now, brothers and sisters, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Let me read that again. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The book of Psalms says, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god, will be successful. Psalms 24, verse 4. So God, create in me a pure heart and renew a right spirit, a steadfast spirit. That means right attitude. It means right resolution. It means right mentality. It means right cells in my heart that 60 to 65% match of the cells in my gray brain matter or mass, which is called a neurological network. There is a neural net in your brain. Whatever the dominant neural net in your brain manifests itself into your heart. So if I hadn't done the groundwork before yesterday's events, probably would not be here doing this call. So Matthew 5, 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So brothers and sisters, you can't see God unless your heart is pure. Let me say it again. You can't see God unless your heart is pure. Let me say that again. You can't see God unless your heart is pure. Now, I'm not talking about physically seeing God. I'm talking about physically manifesting the attributes of God. Steadfast means right attributes, right attitude. So that behavior that exhibited. Let me tell you something that's very important. Everybody that is in church is not in Christ. Let me say that again. You could be in church. That does not mean that you are in Christ. That is how you guard your heart. You guard your heart by putting things in your heart that we talked about yesterday, which is the word of God, that it says in Proverbs 4:4, when we read yesterday, when it says to keep the words and the commandments of God, it says to guard them in your heart. And remember, the word guard means a prison. That means you put word of God in your heart, and then you keep it there, confinement, solitary confinement. Right now, you may have something in your heart, and your heart, again, is a prison. You got to change what is in your heart. Because if you watch over your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life, if you put the wrong things in the heart, the wrong things come out of the mouth. The scripture says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your mouth says what's in your heart. Matthew 12:34 says, you brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So yesterday, I had a guy in my house tell me, I'm not going to even go there, man. Basically, brothers and sisters, I had an incident happen where the things that should have came out of my mouth didn't. Meaning, open up a can of, kimchi. That didn't happen. Why? That wasn't in my heart. Now, that's a good thing for me and for him. Inside of your heart, your mouth speaks. Whatever in there. If you look at the Facebook post right now from my post, look at the comments on Facebook. Last time I checked, it was over 120, 30, I don't know, 40, probably 150 posts by now. Look at how certain people are responding with the threats of blankety blank. They wanna inflict harm. Then look at the people who are responding with words of, "Hey, I'm praying for you, brother." Why do you think? Why would I post my private life on Facebook or Facebook? Why? Why would I put that on Facebook? Do you really think that is something that a man that's 53 years old is proud of? First of all, no woman cheats on a man unless a man ain't doing his responsibilities. Now, every problem that exists in my life, I created it and I solved it. Now, for your life, that may be different. I'm not saying you. I'm saying in my life, there is no problem that exists outside of myself. Therefore, there's no problem that I can't solve outside of myself. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so the events that took place, and all of the events that take place in my life, they happen because of the thought that's maintained in my brain that transcends down to my heart, that is emitted by my frequency, that attracts into my life the things to fulfill the thought that's in my head. That's how my life works. And it works pretty good that way. In fact, it works so good, it's a little scary. Now, the thought that I maintain in my head is a pixels. Because the Bible talks about you should have no graven image. The word image means pixels. So the brain works in pictures, not language. That's why most people are not successful. Because you can read a mantra or a chant all you want. But unless, now this is scientifically proven, you can go to the website called mindmovies.com. Mind movies. That's what a visionary board is. You take a picture of what you want. You put it in your head. And the amount of emotion that is applied with that picture is how fast that picture in your head comes into your life. Now, the problem with that is that we are not the creator. We are co-creators. So 5 years ago, well, not 5 years ago, I wrote down what I wanted when it came to a relationship. I also wrote down what I wanted when it came to business. Everything that I wrote down has happened. The last part of the puzzle is once I got it, then I tweaked it, I changed it. I said I wanted to be online, I'm online. I said I want to make money online, I'm making money online. I said I want to make $1,000 a month online, I'm making $1,000 a month online. I said I want to make $2,500 a month online, I'm making $2,500 a month online. Now I'm changing it so that way I'm reordering it. I wanted a particular relationship, I got that particular relationship. Now I'm reordering it. You are a co-creator with the creator. But what has happened is you don't understand your power. The Bible says, do you not know that you are sons? And as a son, I am an offspring. I'm a joint heir with Christ. So tomorrow, verse says, I need to make sure, so we'll do part three, so I can break down how to restructure your heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit. Spirit is a ruling disposition. A ruling disposition is an electromagnetic pulse, what we call a thought. In me. Notice where the thought is at, brothers. Notice where the thought is at. Psalms 51:10. When you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Why? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form, that means a mental equivalent. Who being the mental equivalent of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. I don't know if y'all understand what that statement means. That means you bring about what you think about. If you got the mind of God, you bring about the attributes of God. If you got the mind of the devil, you bring about the attributes of the devil. So, my brothers, my sisters, it is imperative that you bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Because your thoughts create your life. So my thoughts saved my life yesterday. So if you are not bringing every thought, now how many did it say? Every thought. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and let me close with this, because I'm already out of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. There were fortresses in the original, in the New Living Translation. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture rebellious thought, and we bring them into the obedience of Christ. Verse 5, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing that rises up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of God, and we are ready to punish all disobedience. That is what you should be doing, brothers and sisters. That's what saved my life yesterday. What saved my life yesterday was realizing that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. That means that I'm not fighting against flesh and blood. So, is my enemy my ex-wife? No. Is my enemy the young guy that was sitting in my sofa in my house? No. So, I'm not going off on them. I'm going to go fight in the spirit. What are you going to do? Now, I'm being urged on to do, certain people are texting me. One good friend of mine said, man, Doc, you crazy. I ought to put a bullet in his head. He's in your house, man. That's one option, but that's fighting flesh and blood. Bible tells me that we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of the darkness in high places. So that's where I'm picking my battle. So tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, I need to break down how to create a clean heart and how to maintain a steadfast spirit as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to guard your heart. My brothers and my sisters, again, you guys keep praying for me. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, which basically means Master Student. Some would say Master Dummy. Hey, I leave that up to you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, let the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
But my vision is to fail, cause this dreaming is the reason I am breathing with this hell.